Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Swami Jyotir Mayananji in Miami, Florida. And Swamiji continues with a lecture series on the Upanishads. And tonight Swamiji will be lecturing on Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And now Pujay Atman Shri Swami Jyotir Mayananji.
Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Chapter 4, Section 4, and Mantra 12. 12 onwards is the focus of our study. As you recall, Sage Yajnavalkya is imparting spiritual wisdom to King Janaka, and that's the basis of bringing the wisdom to all of you. Atman ched vijaniyat ayam asmiti purushah kimichchan kasya kamaya shariram anusvan sanjvaret. If one were to realize, I am the Atma, if that became the one's conviction and realization, then why should he lead himself to pursue body identity and get into the world of birth and death? The question is answered in itself. That means he will not. If you realize, giving you a little illustration, you are a bird on a tree, big tree, and you realize that you can fly. And you have complete freedom. Then why should you be haunted by what might happen to the tree and the idea that of missing the tree? In other words, liberation is a direct experience. When you say, I am this body, this is not a direct experience. Because when you go to sleep, this body stays on your bed, but you have another body. And you start experiencing dreams. And then you are not true to that sadhi body either. You slip away from that body to deep sleep. You are practically nobody. Physical body is gone. The subtle body is gone. And you are. So, constant affirmation or constant awareness, this is me, I am this body, it's not direct experience. It is something that is shifting, variable. So in all these variables, try to understand who is the invariable one. The I am, the real I am is invariable. It goes through sleep. With sleep, your I am is identified with causal body. With dream, your I am is identified with astral body. Waking is identified with physical body. And you are constantly experiencing an identified aspect of your personality, not what you are. And that's the ringing note of Vedantic philosophy. That due to ignorance, you are not aware of who you are, but you have become identified with body, mind, senses, and in Vedantic philosophy terms, were identified with five sheets, koshas, three bodies. In reality, you are without these koshas, without the body, without the prana, vital forces, without the mind and senses, without intellect and ego, and without the unconscious. You are without all these. If you were to discover it, not in an indirect way, if you were to realize I am that absolute self, not these variable selves, that realization is immense gratification of all your desires. Even the word immense is not correct. It's absolute fulfillment of all your desires. Nitya tripti, eternal satisfaction. So when you have attained eternal satisfaction, why should you then, in other words, you will not, the idea of coming back into the world in embodied form, that idea will be completely meaningless, senseless. So live your life with spiritual enrichment to such an extent that the mind is dominated by this understanding that the I am is Satchidananda, existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute. That's what am I. And therefore, any idea that, oh God, lead me to a better family, this life you didn't make me rich, make me richer. The next life, make me stronger, make me this, make me that. All that idea, even though you do not define them, but your mind is constantly pressured by the idea of coming into future. The present is not fulfilling. The idea of future will come, and let that come, and let me be better. That idea is moving from illusion to illusion. What you are at present in a world of time and space, that itself is a great illusion. Coming back into another embodiment, you are not moving away from illusion. You are going into layers of illusion. And then another point is, if you were to continue to pursue the process of repeated embodiment, you will be experiencing suffering after suffering. In each embodiment, you are subject to three tapas, threefold miseries, subjective, objective, act of God. Subjective, misery is arising out of your body, mind. Objective misery arising out of relatives, family, friends, external causes, external sources, even animals, birds. And adhidaivik, act of God. Misery is arising out of hurricanes and lots of things that I don't have to give you details. Every day you hear about big floods, hurricanes, cyclones, tsunamis, and they cause tremendous devastation. Nowhere anyone is absolutely secure. The very earth planet is not secure. You never know what type of outer space element may strike against the earth planet. What security do you have? The more you know, the more you worry about it. And in each embodiment, all these worries go into your life. That's called tapa, misery. And if you don't attain liberation, you are coming into another body, into another body. And there is no end to this process. It becomes important for a serious thinker that why shouldn't I attain the purpose of life, which is to realize who am I. Having realized who am I, you don't need to put on the dress of your body. You don't have to enter from body to body. And thereby you don't have to go on suffering. Because each embodiment brings countless sufferings. The whole world of happenings enter into your personality. If you were to remember from your childhood up till where you are now, even though you may not be old enough, yet there are volumes that have happened. And all happenings were to put together, all the libraries of the whole world will be filled. And yet, your experience, what you are, what you have experienced, will not be completely brought out into any type of printed literature without going into further details. Therefore, a mature mind, a mind that is well led by spiritual teaching, develops a profound will led by clear understanding that in reality I am not the body, I am not the mind, I am not the intellect. Let me realize it, not intellectually, but a direct experience. That's called self-realization. Yasyanuvitta pratibuddha atma asmin sandehye gane pravishta sa vishvakrit sahi sarvasya karta tasya loka sau loka eva. The self has entered this forest of body identity. That's the first picture of predicament of bondage. The world process is a big forest known as prapancha. Existence, knowledge and bliss blended with names and forms. 5 points. Sat chit ananda, naam and roop, called prapancha. Sat chit ananda is the very screen, the very foundation of this world process. Three words are used, sat chit ananda, but they are not three. They are just one and the same. What is existence is awareness. What's awareness is bliss. But to help human mind to grasp it, three attributes are used. So, along with the three, which is absolute, eternal, mind has created through the thought waves, just like on a screen in a cinema show, names and forms are like projections, just like projections create the drama. And as the drama starts, you become involved in a world of time and space, totally different from yours. You enter into a whole story, and your mind gets completely captivated or engrossed in it. But all the while there is nothing but the screen. All the experiences that you are having of projections, they are illusory. Similarly, all your experiences based on names and forms, and names and forms are projections created by thought waves of your mind. If mind goes on creating thought waves, names and forms continue to express themselves, and behind names and forms, the absolute reality shines on. But that absolute reality is ignored because you are dominated by mind and you have lost your real identity. Your real identity is like the screen. Your real identity is Satchidananda, absolute joy, absolute consciousness. So once you have become Brahman by realizing Brahman, your experience, the self that has entered this forest of body identity, having become Brahman, realizes that it is Vishwakrit, the creator of all. Once you realize I am Brahman, the absolute, that implies the all the world experience of past, present and future, they have been nothing but projections. And projections would not exist without the screen. So you have been the creator of all that has happened. You are the creator of all that is going to happen. But through Maya, through a magical process, not to be taken literally, but at the same time in the process of your spiritual growth, your mind has to dwell upon being separated from the ego, transcending the ego. And the transcending the ego should give to your mind an immense thrill. With ego you are confined. The moment you move away from your ego, the entire world is confined in you. The entire cosmos is sustained by consciousness. You are tuning yourself, rather you are realizing, I am the very fabric of the entire universe. Therefore you are Vishwakrit, you are Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. And more profoundly, Aham Brahmas, I am Brahman. Tameva dhiro vijnaya pragyam kurvi cha brahmana nanush dhyayad bahun shabdan vacho viglapanam hitaditi. The heroic aspirant, dhira, the term is used, mind that understands the illusory nature of the world and has come to the grip of gaining an insight that the all that is possible through the world is alpam, little, and not therefore not to waver in the determination for attaining liberation. That type of strength makes you real heroic aspirant. The heroic aspirant should know that Brahman alone exists. And therefore, he must attain prajna, intuitive wisdom, must attain realization, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. That he should do, that should be the one pointed attention in his life. He should not think of too many words, for it is vain exertion for the organ of speech. Nanu dhyayat bahun shabdan vacho viglapanam hi. Lots of palabras mean nothing. All the palabras are a wastage of your vocal energy. And vocal energy is connected with your mental energy. And mental energy not being utilized keeps your intellect in a state of distraction. So too many words must realize when you are studying scriptures, offering prayers, repeating mantras, 1,000 letters, 1,000 mantras, 1,000 names of gods and goddesses, all these are words. But those palabras are leading you to come to a state where mind is calm. That calm state of mind is your goal. Therefore, do not fill your mind with countless theories. Do not go on accumulating lots of informations and go on piling them up in the name of philosophy. Otherwise, what happens? You go on chatting about it. Neither do you gain anything out of it, nor the listeners gain anything out of it. Hours of lecture, and then people end up, perhaps it is, perhaps it is not. True test of your spiritual progress is enjoyment of silence, inner placidity, serenity, tranquility. At least out of that tranquility comes inspiration. Words that are inspired by that serenity, they are the most powerful words. They lead others also to get into the serene state. But words that come out of people with a doubting state of mind, lack of conviction, and many complexities, those words, they have already troubled the speaker. And those who listen to them, they are also troubled. But that's the world. You can't help it. Countless words go on. And words go on haunting people in the realm of politics and etc. Just words. Few words are spoken. And how, see, day after day, people go on working upon few words spoken by someone. And with this, I will conclude. Om Shanti Shanti.